presented by Vintage Guitar Magazine with your host, me, James Patrick Regan, otherwise known as Jimmy from the Deadlies. And today I'm speaking with singer-songwriter, violist, and guitarist Lydia Luce. In our conversation, Lydia joins us from her home studio in Nashville and talks about one of her alma maters, Berklee College of Music in Boston. Lydia describes her musical upbringing, her mother being a classical conductor, with Lydia playing violin and her primary instrument, viola, moving to guitar and her songwriting. Lydia discusses her new album, Mammoth, and talks about being very pregnant at the time of this interview, hence no current tour dates. Lydia tells us about her physical journey growing up in Fort Lauderdale, moving to Boston, and then Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and finally ending up in Nashville. Lydia talks about a group of string players she curates called the Lachlan Strings, and she takes us through the ambient music she makes. Lydia describes her Waterloo guitars and her other guitars, and her Woolly Coats amp, her different tunings that she uses on her guitars, and she discusses what touring looks like for her. Finally, Lydia talks about her drummer, graphic artist husband, and her soon-to-arrive baby, and what she does outside of music, including being a rescue diver. To find out more about Lydia, you can go to her website, lydialuce.com. That's LYDIALUCE.com. Please subscribe, like, comment, share, and most of all, review this podcast. I'd really appreciate it. And please support Vintage Guitar Magazine in all the wonderful things they do for us guitar players, because they do so many wonderful things for us guitar players. Here's my friend Lydia.
Hey there, Lydia. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too. Nice to meet you.
Likewise. Are you in Nashville right now?
I am in Nashville, yeah.
And is this your studio?
It is.
Right on.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Where are you based?
I'm in Napa, California.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, we are both in tourist towns.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But your weather is probably a little nicer than we're having, like, it was 26 degrees here on Monday. Yeah. It snowed. It was crazy.
Well, it was 80 on, what's today, Wednesday? 80 on Monday. And yesterday it was about 55. And
okay.
Today's about 55. And it's going to rain. It's going to dump rain.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay.
Whatever. What can you do?
It's all good. It's weather. It's fun. How was your Berklee experience?
It was great. I loved it. I was raised like classically trained, so going to Berklee was like a playground. It was so fun.
When you went, was it connected with the conservatory as well?
I think while I was there, it had become connected,
okay.
But it wasn't initially. But then, yeah, what was it, Boston Conservatory? Mm-hmm. They joined forces like halfway through.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't do any of those courses. I was at a conservatory prior to going to Berklee.
Oh,
and then
right,
when
okay.
I got to Berklee, I was like, I'm good. I liked all of the Berklee things, all of the things they had to offer more than like going back towards the like traditional conservatory
sure.
route. So
oh, yeah. What was your major while you were there?
I did pro music and minored in, what was my minor? Oh, gosh. I think world music.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm very pregnant. I don't know if I'm like almost 39 weeks pregnant.
Oh, so my goodness.
My brain might say some crazy things.
That's okay.
And we'll just have to go with it.
Yes, of course. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. And that's why you probably don't have any tour dates on your calendar.
No, I don't for quite some time. Yeah.
But you just released a new album, Mammoth. Is that correct?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
It's absolutely gorgeous. So I know that your other instrument is viola. What is your breadth of instruments that you play?
Violin, viola, and guitar. I can play a little piano, but uh-huh. I'd rather not. Like, my main instrument is viola, and I play guitar for like my songwriting stuff.
Sure,
but I do like session work and every once in a while, like I record from home a lot, and so they'll ask me to play violin, and I'll do that. But viola is my favorite
okay.
for sure.
Very good. That's beautiful. So the guitar work on the album, is that you?
Some is me and some is Joe Passapia.
Okay.
I don't know if you know him. He's incredible guitar player in Nashville. He's played with like Guster, and he's a producer as well. He's phenomenal. Way better than I am. So a lot of like electric stuff, like some of the stuff we both played acoustic, And then he did most of the electric stuff.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
So you're from Fort Lauderdale, Florida?
Yes.
Can you kind of walk me through your musical journey as how you ended up in Nashville?
Yeah, sure. My mom is a classical conductor, so I grew up playing in her orchestra, grew up studying violin and viola, and then decided to go to a conservatory for viola, switched to viola in high school so I could try to get scholarships because less people play the viola.
Sure, sure, sure. Very smart. So
I went to a conservatory for a year and then was like miserable, just hated it. I was practicing like 8 hours a day and like just didn't feel fulfilled. But during that time I started songwriting and like kind of writing and singing and playing viola, playing some open mics. Uh-huh. And then I hadn't even heard about Berklee until I took a year off and like took a couple classes at University of North Florida. And then a professor there was like, you need to go to Berklee. Like this is all of the things that you like are Berklee. Uh-huh. And so I applied and I got a scholarship and went there for viola. Uh-huh. And then kind of like I dabbled, like pro music was like, I feel like it was the degree for people who liked a lot of things and couldn't decide on just one.
Sure.
So I took like a lot of world music classes like ethnomusicology kind of stuff. And then I did a lot of songwriting and bluegrass and like tons of different genres for viola. Uh-huh. And I was in the jazz orchestra and then, yeah, just a bunch of classes and studied a bunch of things. And then after that, I went and worked at the Smithsonian.
Oh, wow.
For at their record label, Folkways, which is all world music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then during that time, I was like, it was a desk job. So I was like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, of course.
I need to be playing.
Yeah.
And I think what I thought I liked about ethno, or what I liked about ethno, was more the studying of the world music, not so much, or the actual playing of the world music,
sure.
Not so much the like desk work.
So, yeah, of course.
So I was like, this is not my path. And then I went to UCLA for grad school to kind of get back into playing like in a really intense way. And so I got a scholarship there for viola, started doing like a TA program. So I taught undergrad and went there. And then halfway through that, I was like, what am I doing here? I'm going to be songwriting. So every single thing I've done up until this point, I feel like has been like, it's this, no wait, it's this. And then like kind of stumbled, and everything has been like, I've used it all. I use it all, mm-hmm. But everything has led to like what I do now in Nashville. And so that's what brought me to Nashville. I was like, I put out an EP halfway through my time at UCLA. And I was like, I really like songwriting. And Nashville is the place for that.
Yeah, of course.
Especially for my genre. So I was like, left LA, moved here, and kind of still do what I've been doing the whole time, which is like some session work, some songwriting, shows, just kind of all of the things that I like, I can do here.
Yeah,
so
of course.
Really love Nashville. I think it's like a really great town, and we'll be here for a while.
Good. When you moved to Boston, had you been to Boston before?
I don't think I had. No.
Was it a culture shock at all, or not really?
It was like in a way, it was a very big climate shock because I'm from Florida.
Yeah.
And when I got there was like a nor'easter, like the first year, and like blizzards. And I was like, I would just not go to class. Those days, I was like, I don't know how to walk in this or be.
Yeah.
And so, but it's such a cool city.
Yeah.
And it's such a cool city to be a college student,
mm-hmm.
because you can just do anything. Anything is like at your fingertips, and there's so many different types of people. And I loved Boston. I still love Boston.
Yeah. What about UCLA and the LA area? What, like, had you been there?
I had been there because I had some friends that lived out there. And so I'd gone and visited. And I loved it too. And I still like LA. I just don't think I'd want to move back. Like, I feel like I did my time. And,
sure.
And now that I live here, it's so easy to live in Nashville.
Yeah.
My husband and I did go back and dabble in like living in LA for 3 months. And we were like, no, we're spoiled. Yeah. Like, it's just so easy to live here.
Oh yeah, of course. And when you're doing session work, is it mostly viola session work or is it guitar as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, nobody would hire me to play guitar or anything. I can play like supporting myself, but like I live in Nashville. There's so many incredible guitar players.
Yeah.
So it's all viola work. I usually get hired to do viola sessions or like bring in my viola and violin and do kind of violin and viola work.
Yeah, exactly. And you have a group of string players?
Yeah. I curate like shows and contract stuff for, it's a group called Lachlan Strings. And,
okay.
And we put together shows and sessions and collaborate with composers and songwriters and
Do people contact you to like put together a string section for session work?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. All right.
Yeah. Cause it's essentially like, it's not like a set group of string players. Mm-hmm. It's like always kind of fluid and growing and like we meet people, we love them. Yeah. I'll hire them. But yeah, it's just like, all the string players in Nashville are just incredible humans, and so it's just kind of like a big family, and like we just get to hire each other.
Yeah. That was that what I was going to ask you next. Just like, is there a clique of string players?
There probably is, but like it doesn't feel like I don't know. There is a group called the String Machine, and they do like session work, and I don't know too many of them. They're a little bit older. They're kind of, I feel like maybe a clique, but no, it's not really. It's like whoever wants to be in the clique is in the, you know, clique. We're like,
yeah,
very welcoming in
very good
community. yeah. And I feel like string players get each other. Like, we come from similar backgrounds. The classical thing is weird. It's very intense.
Yeah.
And then if you found your way into session work from classical music, like you've been looking for some sort of freedom from classical music.
Uh-huh.
So it feels like we all just get each other because of that.
When you were playing live, would it be you and a guitar supporting yourself, yeah, or would it be a whole band? No, not so much.
Well, sometimes I'll play with a band. The last show I did was my release show, and I did play with a full band.
Uh-huh.
And it was like full band, wind section, string section.
Wow.
So fun. Yeah. Like super fun. I don't always do that because financially.
Yes, exactly. Very expensive.
But like when I tour, I usually tour with one other guitar player. So me and usually a duo thing.
Uh-huh. Are you touring internationally or just nationally or?
Yeah, I have been, again, not for a little while, but I have been, like Europe and the UK. And then, the last run I did over there was December last year.
Okay.
And then lots of US based kind of tours, either West Coast or East Coast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the types of venues that you're playing? What's that?
And in the middle, too. I forgot about the rest, too.
The flyovers, yes.
Yes.
We're not gonna talk about those. The types of venues that you're playing? Is it like Blue Note kind of thing, or?
Like any, like 250 cap, like 100 to 250 or 300 cap room.
That's decent.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like some, I mean, it just depends because I've opened for a lot of people, too. Like I played the Bluebird in Denver. It was beautiful. That was probably one of my favorite venues.
Uh-huh.
Just like feels like a little nugget of history.
Sure.
It kind of just depends. If I'm opening for somebody bigger, then sometimes it's 500 cap. But for headlining stuff, like anywhere from like 100 to 200, 250 max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very good. That's great. The guitar that you're playing, it's a Waterloo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what made you choose that guitar?
I borrowed one from, do you know Anthony DaCosta?
I don't.
Okay. He's another incredible Nashville-based guitar player, singer-songwriter. But he has one. He had one that was custom made for him. And I borrowed it for 3 months and was like, oh my gosh, I need this. And he was like, I need this back. I can't borrow this anymore. And so I found one. I had the WL-12 and then love it. And then I actually was injured. I have a herniated disc. I had to get bilateral carpal tunnel surgery.
Oh my God.
And so I stopped playing for a while. And then I was looking for a guitar that was even easier to play than my WL-12. Uh-huh. And then I found the Deluxe, which is so easy to play. Uh-huh. And so tiny. It's like very small. And now I mostly play that one. I love it. And I have it. I have like the silk steel strings on. So it's like almost like nylon-y. Yeah. And it's just beautiful and so easy to play. I love it.
Does it have onboard electronics and everything?
It does. Well, I have the LR bags.
Sure.
Pickups in both of them. And they're great. Yeah.
And is that it for your guitars for you? Is that just those two guitars?
No, I also have a Collings Electric, hollow body. Yeah. I haven't played it as much as I should. And then what else? I have a Martin Dreadnought that I also don't play that much. Like once I was introduced to Waterloos, I was like kind of like game over.
Yeah.
I just love them.
Have they approached you about doing your own model?
No, and I think they've kind of slowed down in production.
Okay.
So some people have told me like they're really hard to find because they just aren't making many anymore. So I bought both of mine. I think I bought both of mine sight unseen on Reverb. Wow. I definitely bought the Deluxe on Reverb, and this was the first time I'd ever bought anything without playing it first.
Wow.
I found it and was like having trouble finding them.
Yeah.
And I found it and was like, whatever, I'll just try it, and fell in love with it. And it's, incredible condition, but it's definitely a risky business.
Sure. And the amps, do you have amps as well?
I do. I have I have a Woolly Coats, which is it's this local woman who makes these really cool, they're similar to like kind of like, I don't know, what is it similar to? Similar to like, I guess a Fender.
Yeah.
But I love it. It's local, and if something happens with it, she can fix
it. Yeah.
And then I also have a Fender Blues Junior, which was the first one I bought in the day. So.
Yeah. And your husband, does he play? Is he a musician?
He's a drummer, but he kind of quit. Like, he was a full-time touring drummer, and then COVID happened, and he was like, I want to not be on the road as much. And so he's actually an animator and a graphic designer.
Oh, right on.
Mostly does, like, animation. He plays drums with people, like, that he wants to play with locally.
Yeah.
But he's so good. That's how we met. He was playing a show. He played with this band called Liz Cooper and the Stampede, and I was friends with them, and he was the new drummer, and we met at one of his shows. So incredibly talented drummer, but kind of like uninterested.
That's not
unless
bad.
I make him play with me. And he played on the record, actually. He came and played all the percussion on the record.
Right on. Very good.
Yeah.
And did you record the record right there at your house?
No, we recorded it at Real World Studios in the UK. It's Peter Gabriel's studio. Yeah, it was amazing.
That's great. Yeah. Fantastic. And did you produce it or did somebody else produce it?
I co-produced it with Jordan Lunning, who is my business partner in Lachlan Strings. And we made Azalea together and Dark River together. And so, longtime collaborator.
You mentioned when you're touring, you bring another guitar player. Who is that you're bringing?
I've mostly bring Chris West, who is also my booking agent.
Oh, wow. Okay, very good.
But most recently I brought my friend Raymond Joseph, who is, he played keys and guitar for me. Uh-huh. And it was super fun. And like, they both sang harmonies. Yeah, and
very important.
Yeah. So nice. It's like, I toured a lot solo. Uh-huh. And obviously it's like the most cost efficient.
Oh yeah, yeah, of course.
It makes sense in a lot of scenarios, but it's so fun having someone else with you.
Oh,
it
yeah.
just adds so much and it's just fun.
Yeah.
And
is it you and in a rental car driving around the world?
Usually, or like, I mean, I've been in a bus. Again, it depends if I'm opening for somebody and like, they're like, hey, if I'm opening for somebody and then also playing fiddle in their band, which I've done a lot, they cover whatever transportation, which could mean a bus, could mean a Sprinter van. So, I mean, at this point, I've done it all. Like, anywhere from my vehicle to, we have a short school bus that we've toured in. Just all of it. I've done all the different forms, all vehicles.
And are you self-managed?
I am, yes, for right now.
Yeah, that's nothing wrong with that.
No, yeah,
and you're in control.
Yes.
What are your plans? So, what are your plans from here out?
I mean,
you're gonna have a baby.
Have a baby is my biggest plan. That could be anywhere from tonight to the next few weeks. But I think like moving forward, I have a couple releases happening like through April, like some covers. And then like probably just, I make a lot of ambient music in my studio and I'm like leaning more towards in the next 6 months, especially like being home, working from home, recording from home, like really leaning into like, like exploring what that looks like being more self-sufficient in my recording process and writing, recording. And then I'm just kind of like playing it by ear as far as touring. I will play locally because I have a show at the end of February locally, but I'm just so like down to do whatever feels right. Like I have no idea what that will look like. And I'm really, really open to it. And I love working in Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
So I like live in Music City so I can get work easily.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm just kind of playing it all by ear, trying to keep this little human alive. And
yes, exactly.
Like make music.
Very good. The ambient music, where does it end up, basically?
I release all of it under a moniker called Lethe. And I do like guided meditations.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, like ambient music for meditation, relaxation. But I put it all out. I have like several albums. Yeah, I have a lot of ambient music out.
So are you playing like crystal bowls and stuff like that with the ambient music, or is it mostly just?
It's all of it. Like I have a chime. I have like some real instruments. I do stuff like in the can, like just like production with plugins. And then I'll play violin, viola. I'll sing like, I just do whatever.
Yeah.
It's really fun. It's like actually the most freeing thing because there's like, there's no words. There's just like, what does this feel like? What does it want? And I just pick up something and start like noodling. Sometimes, and I actually probably play the Hollow Body Callings the most for my ambient music. And I run it through like a Strymon, like an amp or whatever. I'll just, whatever I have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Are you using standard tunings or are you open tunings or?
I do a lot of open tunings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything that, any particular one that you like the most?
I love like a lot of combinations of like CGD, GCD. So I'll do that or I'll do CGD, GBD.
Wow.
Or G A D. I loved open C tunings.
Yes, of course. This
like really beautiful.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of that on the new record and older stuff too. But yeah, so fun.
Yeah. Right on. That's fantastic. And so apart from having a baby and playing music and everything, what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? I love hiking. I'm very into hiking and camping. I'm a scuba diver.
Oh, right on.
But I'm very landlocked, but I'm a rescue diver. So I have, wow. I am growing up in Fort Lauderdale, of course, like lots of diving. But my husband and I both are divers. We're naming our baby after a type of shark. So we're very into the ocean.
Yeah. What? And what's the name? If you don't
his
mind.
His name is going to be Mako.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Do you guys have Mako sharks in the Pacific?
No, not so much.
We're
limited to thresher sharks and great whites.
Thresher sharks are so cool. Yeah. I love, like, the back tail is so epic.
Yeah.
Do you surf? I see your shark on the wall.
Yeah, I have surfed. I'm a little old now, but and I've been broken many times.
So. Oh, I feel that. Surfing feels very dangerous. Oh, that's why scuba diving is so nice. You just float.
I like floating too.
Floating's so great.
Well, it's been wonderful speaking with you. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It was
my
really
pleasure.
Nice to meet you. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
and congratulations again. I wish you the world of good luck.
Thank you so much. I'll take all of that.
Yeah, very good. Have a
take
great
care.
Afternoon.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Have Guitar Will Travel. You can catch up on all the things I'm doing at thedeadlies.com. And I'm on all the social media platforms as well. And please support Vintage Guitar and all the wonderful things they do, because they do many, many wonderful things for us guitar players. Thanks. Please subscribe. Please tell a friend. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye, guys.